This is fresh air. Sometimes you just want to crank up the volume and play a piece of music real loud. And that's what Ken Tucker wants to do when he listens to the recently released songs he's going to review. Songs from three different genres, rock, punk, and funk. Here's his review of music by My Morning Jacket's Jim James, the Danish band Ice Age, and George Clinton's Parliament.
Can't get to work, can't get to sleep. You got to move, you dancing feet. You got to roll all over the world. I made mistakes.
Jim James is best known as the frontman for My Morning Jacket, but he's also released a string of solo albums, of which Uniform Distortion is the third one. It is, overall, a collection of intentionally rough, loud songs. Backed by an efficient two-man rhythm section, there's an emphasis on James's guitar, which has a ragged, sometimes blaring sound. In a recent interview, James said, "I wanted to make a record that's fun and quick and raw." And as he says on this song, "Rock on now."
Here I stand, going through the motions with the mic in my hand, playing hard to get, pretending like I understand. Just a fool getting by, just a fool doing I'm a rock out now.
George Clinton, the longtime king of funk with his bands Parliament and Funkadelic, is back with the first Parliament album in 38 years. It's called Medicaid Fraud Dog, a clever concept album. Clinton uses his advanced age, he's 77 years old, as a springboard for songs both silly and serious, about government aid programs, the opioid crisis, and the healing power of funk music. All of it combines to form Clinton's pronouncement on the health of the country, or as he calls it, One Nation Under Sedation. The album's first single features a fine, lurching rhythm, dense guitar, keyboard, drum grooves, and Clinton's gravelly voice singing the title, which is, "I'm Gonna Make You Sick of Me."
I'm gonna make you sick. I'm gonna make you sick of me. Then gonna give you the antidote.
Something to make you better.
I'm gonna make you sick. I'm gonna make you sick of me. Then I'm gonna give you the antidote.
Ice Age is a Danish band from Copenhagen. The band started out close to a decade ago, heavily influenced by 1970s punk rock. Now, four albums into their career, they've expanded their sound to include horns and take in a more grand, gothic tone on their new collection titled Beyondless. The key to their pleasure is that the quartet keeps its song structures tight and never neglects to include a refrain that hooks you into hanging on for the next tremulous or angry verse.
It takes character to make a decision. It takes more to stand from a column through. Some standpoints are more than I can live up to. Performed an exorcism on myself. Started praying some rites of deliverance. Yeah,
the new music from all three of these acts seeks release in letting loose, in the pleasure music can give from creating wild, anarchic spaces within the framework of pop music song structures. There's an art to summoning up chaos, and an equal reward in keeping that chaos under control.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we take a look back at the Supreme Court term with New York Times Supreme Court reporter Adam Liptak. We'll talk about important decisions that didn't get much attention, as well as those that did. And we'll talk about Justice Kennedy's retirement. Liptak reported that the president and his allies subtly encouraged Kennedy to retire with enough time to appoint a new justice before the midterm elections. I hope you'll join us. Yahoo! Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our 1989 concert with Doc Watson was recorded by our technical director and engineer, Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Teresa Madden directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.